When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver sans Lisi, no Joe, as he is out on assignment. You'll be back with us tomorrow here on C&L. Very busy hour we have ahead of us. We're going to start to get ourselves ready for the draft. As we are getting close, Thursday night, round one in Detroit. And, you know, things are starting to settle a little bit, I guess, in terms of these top couple of picks. I was saying yesterday, I honestly thought I was still pretty up in the air. I thought anything from two on was going to be a... It was going to be a guess and a crapshoot, but you know, it sounds like people are people at the book are taking what the insiders and the reports say, and they're sticking with them. I'm not so sure about that. When you take a look at last year, I don't think anybody knew until draft night that the Texans were going to jump up and get both C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson. Things happen, and I don't think it's as set in stone as the board looks right now. We'll take a little updated look at some of the stuff on the board. We'll get ready for all the hockey and the basketball for Wednesday as well. There's plenty of game, mostly game twos. We do got a couple game, we got one game three in the hockey. And we got a couple in the, we got two game twos in the hoops. Hoops only two games on Wednesday night with Miami, Boston, and New Orleans and Oklahoma City, which I thought was a great game one. Between those two, we'll see if the Pelicans can hang around again, as they played very well late Sunday night in that game. But we will start, and we'll get into the golf as well a little bit here, because we really haven't touched it this week. And it's a weird week for the golf, because it's the team event at the Zurich. Their guys are playing in teams. It's the only event on the entire PGA Tour schedule that does this. I like it because it's a little change of pace. I also probably like it this week because Scheffler's not playing. So, although to be fair, Scotty put money in my pocket the last 2 weeks, so it's hard for me to sit here and completely smash him. But I'm not going to mind having a little bit of a different format with Scotty on the sidelines this week, that's for sure, down in Nollins, TPC, Louisiana. And we'll look at what the board looks like for that. As I said for the draft, as we sit here less than 48 hours away now from the first round, things, I guess, are taking shape on the top of the board. You know, you got some big minds. Forget Caleb Williams. We know, everybody knows that that's already there. But Jaden Daniels to 2 and at 2 and Drake May to 3 has now reached almost, you know, the levels of it's a done deal, right? Minus 390 this is at now for Jaden Daniels to be the second pick. Minus 290 for Drake May. I don't think that third set in stone. Maybe I'm buying too much into all these reports that maybe the Patriots want to trade out. Maybe somebody's going to offer them a ton to get to that three hole, the Giants, the Vikings, etc. Maybe I'm buying a little bit too much into that, and maybe the team that does that is going to want Drake May that badly. But I'm not sold that this is just set in stone. Williams, Daniels, May, done. Because that's what they want you to believe. And these odds that they give you for the NFL draft, this is done basically with the same stuff me and you are reading. That's what they're taking into account. The same quote-unquote insiders, the same information. I forget who said this week. One of the NFL guys. It might have been Albert Breer or someone else. You know, the sports books do not have a line into the war rooms of these teams. They have no idea who they're taking. So, as much as it seems like it's a done deal, it never truly is. I think the only two things that I'm completely sold on in this draft, as we sit, as I said, less than 48 hours away, is number one, Williams is going to go first. That's a given. And I think that, and Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the first non-quarterback, and I'm pretty like 85% sure he's going to be the fourth pick. Because even if some chaos does happen at three, it's going to be for one of the quarterbacks, leaving Arizona with the spot there. Now, maybe Arizona gets an offer they can't refuse for a J.J. McCarthy, and it moves down. But I still think that there's some potential chaos that can go on at the top of this board, and especially from 5 to 10, where they're giving you odds on 5 to 10, and the only pick where anyone is minus money as of this moment is the 7th, which has Joe Alt at minus 140. So that's the only one that, as of right now, they're giving to you. Everything else is pretty up in the air. Pretty up in the air. So that 7th spot, which is held by Tennessee, they think that Joe Alt, and it's only minus 140. I could see them going in a couple different ways. But Malik Nabers is favored for both the 5th and the 6th pick. Well, he's not going to be both. So we know that. He's not going to be both picks. So that means somebody at either 5 or 6 in the 3-1, 5-1, 550, 12-1, somebody else getting picked there. Not Nabers. He ain't going to both. No, it's funny. He's plus 230 for the 5th. He's plus 170 for the 6th. So I guess we're got to shade him towards the 6th, I would have to think. If that's the case, then who's going to go 5? Is that the trade-up spot? Do the Chargers move back?
I think the Chargers go offensive line, Carver. I think they have to protect Herbert. You know what I mean?
If that's the case, then Alt's 4-1 right now.
I think it's all. I think. But if the Chargers could trade back and still get all, you know, a couple picks back, because the Giants are going to take quarterback, Titans are probably going to take Nabers, and the Falcons, I think, are going to take either Dallas Turner or Latu from UCLA.
They have both Latu and Turner at plus 250 right now for that. Both of them.
That's the coin flip right there. How about the Falcons with the smoke screen?
I mean,
Michael Penix Jr.
That's one of those things. Like, it's not like it's minus 110 for both of them, Matias. Like, if you're that confident it's Latu or Turner, you know, you throw X amount on each and they're plus 250. It's going to be one of them.
I've been following Daryl Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for a long, long time.
All-time great.
A good friend of mine back to the Hawaii days. And he's been very good with the draft over, you know, for the last 14 years that I've known him. And he thinks they're taking Dallas Turner from Alabama. He thinks he'll fit right in, especially because the Falcons are switching to a 3-4. And he thinks that he fits in perfectly with that scheme. And the Falcons are in a win now.
Got a defensive
situation.
Head coach
That's why they paid Kirk
too.
Cousins, right?
Defensive head coach coming in also. In Morris, a defensive guy. What do you know? And you, what do you think he's going
to
bang the table for?
Right? It comes down to preference. It wouldn't be the first time that the Falcons, you know, draft a guy from UCLA. You know, the Falcons had a chance to get T.J. Watt, and you know who they took instead? Takaris McKinley, and that still pains me to this day.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one when you think about that comparison. That ain't easy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Dun, dun, dun. Carver sans Lisi. Joe out assignment. Of course, we've got Hit Burbell in the mix here. Very excited. And I obviously, we got him real fired up when we got to the Falcons at number 8 there in their pick. So he's very jacked up for the draft coming up here this week. I got to wait all the way to 26.
You know why, Carver? Because the Falcons always screw up the draft. They screw up the draft all the time.
Yeah, I know. It's you know what?
They make a standout pick every once in a while.
I thought that maybe it's just because I like this guy and he's friends with Scotty and he comes on sometimes. I thought Dimitroff did a good job, and I understand why they eventually parted ways. But I thought Dimitroff drafted okay, Matias, to be fair. I thought that he was pretty good.
No, you know what? Dimitroff had some good picks. He didn't pick up the Julio Jones pick, and that was highly criticized, and that changed the franchise. You know, he kind of walked into a situation with Matt Ryan, which was nice. But, you know, I like Dimitroff. You know, that guy also likes to mountain bike all the time through crazy trails. Like, he's a badass.
That's a good reason to like him. Why not? That's a good reason,
to like him. He's pretty cool. he also has a good haircut. He always has a good hair, you know. I wish I had hair, and he's older than me. I wish I had hair like that still, man.
TD's the man. He certainly is. I got to wait like all the way to like 11:30 at night for me, unless I trade up. But the Bills aren't picking until 26th, and they need a wide receiver. I'm hoping they move up. I want to get one of these guys that they're talking about. That's for sure. I know that they have. Who do they have favored to them? I've seen a lot of people say Mitchell from Texas, Adonai Mitchell, be the guy, and they have his over under right at 27.5, right where the Bills are. So I could see that. I'd love to get this Brian Thomas, who's actually slid down. They now have him at 19.5. If he's still there at 20, the Bills absolutely have to move up and get him. Have to. I don't care about future draft picks. We gotta get big targets for Josh. That's all that matters to me. But there's a lot of these things. You know, when Joe's back tomorrow, we'll go through more of this because this is Joe's bread and butter. He loves this stuff. And he's going to be part of the draft coverage Thursday night. So there's no CNL on Thursday and Friday night because, of course, SportsGrid's great NFL draft coverage that we're going to have. And Joe will be a part of that. So you'll still hear Joe during CNL, just as part of the draft, during that time, just part of the draft coverage. So. Joe's gear. That's probably why Joe's on assignment for this hour, Matias. He's gearing up for these big shows that he's going to have on Thursday and Friday and getting his board all in order. And he's got his mock draft and everything that he's doing. He's checking his list. He's making his list and checking it twice.
He's ready to go. I'm sure he's at the chiropractor getting that back taken care of.
Yes, that as well. That is what he is also doing.
How do you like Jay Skursky, the reporter over in Buffalo?
Great. Does a good job. Does a very good job.
He likes Brian Thomas Jr. at 28 for the Bills.
He won't get to 28. Just so they're going to have to – they would have to move up to get him. He's not getting to 28. At least I don't believe he would. I think he would go before that. That's just my feeling. I don't think that he would get that far. He's too good a talent. Somebody will take that. Wide receivers are going to fly off the board. I just don't see how they'd be able to get him at that spot. But that's just me. I certainly hope that they're going to be able to. Oh, what do they got here now? Draft specials. Here we go. Joe's going to like these tomorrow. Worthy to be drafted before Donnie Mitchell, plus 130. First four players drafted to all be quarterbacks at plus 170. That's interesting. Jets and the Giants to both draft a wide receiver with their first pick, 6-1. Adunze, second wide receiver, and Fashanu, second offensive lineman, 14-1. I could see that. Oh, no, Adunze would have to be ahead of Neighbors in that scenario. I keep forgetting Marvin Harrison is going to be the first. Either Marvin Harrison Jr. or Joe Alt to be drafted in the top three, 26-1. That's a leasy bet right there. Joe would love that one.
Yeah, but what are the chances of that one hitting? I think that's a
Well, that's why it's 26, but that's, you know, that's right up Joe's alley. Why not? Why not? One running back. There's not going to be a running back in the first round. An AFC West team to draft a quarterback. Who? The Patriots?
Do you think the Patriots are just stun everybody and take McCarthy and said, you know, they don't say a word about it, and they just take McCarthy at three?
No, I don't. I honestly think the McCarthy stuff is a bit of hype. I do. I think that McCarthy, if the Vikings want McCarthy so bad, I think they can get him at 11. That's my feeling. I don't think they're going to have to move up. I don't believe the Giants are drafting a quarterback with the sixth pick. That's honestly grounds for, like, you can't give a quarterback the amount of money that they gave Daniel Jones and then 15 months later draft a quarterback with the sixth overall pick. You can't do that. That's fireable offense, as far as I'm concerned. Unless you have the first overall pick and you're getting a no doubt about it quarterback, you know, a Peyton Manning, you know, one of those Andrew Luck type of deals. You made the commitment.
I have the Giants taking McCarthy.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And if they do take McCarthy, that's going to be the first step towards next year. Bill Belichick running the Giants. That's what I think. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Let's start to look at this action for Wednesday, NBA and NHL. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He will be back tomorrow. Here on the grid. The hockey for us. There's only three games on Wednesday night. I've been getting spoiled, Matias, with four games a night. So that's very unfortunate. There's only three, but we'll be able to manage because we have a game three in Toronto and a couple of game twos out west in Dallas and Edmonton. The Islanders and the Hurricanes don't play again until Thursday. That's when the game three is out there at the horse track. I do just want to say, Matias, obviously we were all on the Islanders in that game two on whatever that was, Monday night. And we really should be ashamed of ourselves, Matias, because we have consistently on this show for the entire hockey season, live bet against the Islanders when they've had leads going into the third period. And I don't understand why we didn't do it again there in that game, especially when the Hurricanes were completely dominating them the entire last 10 minutes of that second period, getting from 3-0 to 3-1. And then it just got even worse in the third. They had like 118 shot attempts. You know, that's like shots on goal, shots blocked, shots missed. They had 118. The Islanders had like 28 combined. That's how much they dominated that game. In fact, it would have been an absolute steal if the Islanders did win the game with how much the Hurricanes dominated them in the game. But that was a bad job by us, Matias. We missed the ball on that one the other night.
Yeah, I know. And the sad thing is, I think one of the last times that we actually did play that, you know, that third period comeback was for Carolina in the regular season. I can't recall the game, but it was recent. And we actually played Carolina to come back in the third, and they did just that, and it sailed through. So definitely a tough one. I felt bad for you. You know, I think because we're all rooting for the Islanders, we'll come playoff time. We weren't in regular season mode. We were still in regular season mode last night instead of thinking, I mean, we were in playoff mode instead of regular season mode because we weren't thinking properly. You're right. We should have taken it, and it would have flown through. It would have actually. What they took the lead with 3 minutes to go, Carver. So it was a tough loss.
Well, they were. They pulled a goalie with 3 minutes left down a goal, and they got 2 goals in 10 seconds. And they went from being down one to up one in 10 seconds.
Well, I saw all the videos. I saw all the videos in Long Island, the reactions of all the Islander fans, you know, 3-0 up, you know, the excitement, the vibe, and then all the videos coming out of the 30-second, the 9-second flip over.
That's what happens, man. It's a 3-0 game, they flip. And then when you sit back in the shell and you just try to kill the clock and get out of there with holding that lead, it just doesn't work, especially when the team on the other side has so much more talent than you. It just doesn't work.
What did you think of that fourth goal? What did you think of that fourth goal, you know, where they took the lead and, you know, goalkeeper completely whiffs on the play, the mishap in the back, and then the quick little
play. I have a hard time blaming the goalie for what happened in that game. I have a very hard time. I know that wasn't the best play, what happened there on the fourth goal, but, I mean, it was he was under siege the entire last 30 minutes of the game. Just couldn't even barely get a breath. That game was not on him at all.
So. Do you think they come back, or do you think they get swept?
It's hard to come back after a game like that. I think that this game, there's no this is for Joe, no shot that this gets past 5 games. No shot. I think the Islanders maybe will show you heart in one of these games at home. And it would probably be the third one on Thursday, because if they got down 3-0, they probably would just pack it in. That's be pretty gutless of them, but I think they would. I don't see any way this gets past 5. A game like that just completely breaks you. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a... as we get ready for all this hockey on Wednesday night. And we got to get to the NBA as well. Here's what we have. 3 games. Bruins are in Toronto. Series tied 1-1 after the big comeback by the Leafs in Boston the other night. And Matthews getting the big third period goal, which is huge for them to see Matthews step up. -115 for Toronto. -104 for the Bees. A 5.5 total here. Now, this hit in the second game, and I almost, like, want to just play it almost every night, but the price really isn't good enough because Matthews is now -135. Is playing Matthews and Pastrnak both to score. It hit in game 2.
I feel like if you played it every game in the series, you'd probably come out ahead. But it's only plus 275 in this game. I like the Leafs, to be quite honest. I just don't think that Boston's as good as they've been in years past. I think their goaltending's kind of suspect. I'm sure they're probably going to go back to Swayman here for this game. In game number three, after Ullmark played in game two. But I just think that Toronto, they got a little bit of the monkey off their back a year ago. But they got to win these home games. See, that's the thing for the Leafs. They got a game in Boston. They have to capitalize here at home. It's just, it is so crucial.
I know
that sounds.
Do you think there's pressure on them? Like, do you think it's harder for them to play at home than it is on the road? For some teams,
yes.
You know, you feel the pressure of the crowd, especially when it comes to Canada.
Yes. There's just tons of it for them. There's tons of it. And I think that that does play a huge effect on them. I really do. You know, and you would think that maybe it'd be a little bit better now that they finally kind of broke through last year and at least won a round. You'd think it'd be a little bit better, but they expect so much from these guys who they're paying all this money to. You know, with when you look at what Matthews and Marner and Tavares and Nylander hasn't even played. Nobody knows what's going on with him. Sheldon Keefe certainly isn't going to tell you either. You know, these guys are expected to lead the Leafs to a cup. And they finally got out of the first round. And I think it's an unfortunate draw for them because they never beat the Bruins. Just never do. And they obviously need more efforts like they got Monday night in game two. But this is a crucial game for them. You know, normally 1-1, it's, you know, everybody always looks at those swing games in a series. You know, game three when the series is 1-1 is so enormous. Game five when it's 2-2 is so enormous. It's such a swing game. And to have it on your home ice against a team you never beat, you finally cracked them at their place. You know, and Matthews is the guy that I'm looking to. You know what? Instead of Matthews, Pasternak, what's Matthews for two? See, plus 440. Like, it just sucks because everyone else is like 7-1, 10-1, 12-1. This guy's plus 440 for two goals. They need a monster night from Matthews, and that's how they're going to get themselves across the line there. In the second game on Wednesday, Vegas is in Dallas. Of course, Vegas beat them 4-3 in game one. They get the power play goal from Stone a minute and a half in, and they held on at the end as Dallas was putting tons of pressure. Dallas is minus 166 here, plus 138 for Vegas, and another 5.5 total. I think they go over again. First of all, and second of all, this is as you know, again, not hard hitting analysis here. Dallas can't lose this game. It's unfortunate that they were the best team in the Western Conference this year and they got dealt the defending Stanley Cup champs, who basically always look like a new team when the playoff starts because of their long-term IR finagling. But they can't go down 0-2 going to the Strip. I like the Stars, and I like them big. Minus 1.5 at plus 160. I think this game goes over to 5.5. I think that this game is in a 5-2-ish type of area. Big night for the Stars against Vegas.
I think we should play Stone again to score a goal. Anytime goal at plus 300. It's playoff time.
I think I'll go back to him in Vegas, Matthias. I think I'm going to go back to him in Vegas. I'm not going to go here because I'm so Stars-focused in this game. I want the Stars to win. We have lots of star futures. I'm letting the future do the talking a little bit here. But I don't want to be involved with anything. You're right, plus 310 for Stone. Probably good. I'm staying away from anything positive Vegas. I need Dallas to win.
You're scared. You sound scared.
I am, yeah, because I really liked this team all year. I've been pumping them up for months. I grabbed them very early in the process, and they got just an absolutely awful draw. You know,
Dallas since Mike Modano.
Yeah, you know, they've had some good teams the last few years. They really have. They played Vegas in the West Finals last year. They made the final in the bubble.
against Tampa Bay. You know, they've got a good core here. And they got a good goalie in Ottinger. It's just it's tough that you got to face them face a team like Vegas in the first round. That's for sure. So I'm going heavy with them there. And Edmonton, you saw them put seven. And how about this guy McDavid Martinez? Honestly, I told you I had him for the last leg for that goal parlay on Monday night. Everybody else was in the barn. This guy gets five assists. I mean, you can't put one puck in the net. Five assists? You can't give me one goal? Honest, bro. One goal I'm asking for. Five assists? You got to give five apples? You can't be a pig and hog one for yourself? Pull a Lisi? You know, I mean, come on.
Maybe he wants to win a Stanley Cup. Maybe he's thinking more is less.
I guess Hyman's the guy that we got to go after. It's like he had the hat trick. I guess he's the guy.
It's not like it's just a playoff time, right? Hyman has been doing it all year. This isn't a surprise. He's been their goal scorer all season long, and he's doing the same thing in the playoffs. You know, let's not fight fate.
Hyman had the hat trick in game one. That's 49-1 for game two. Two goals for Hyman plus +850.
I also like the plus +135 minus -1.5 for the. For the Oilers,
you want to lay the puck line.
+135. Okay. I think
they're going to smash the Kings in this series. They've played each other a lot the last few years, and they've been six game series, and they've been tight. And LA finds a way to maybe hold them down, but in LA, I don't think that's going to happen this time. I think they're going to beat them in five.
I think so too. Well, the Oilers, game one. What came out flying, which was nice to see. Everybody expects them to always come out flying, and sometimes they don't. I feel like you and me talked about this, you know, right before the season ended. The Kings had a nice finish to the year, but we always thought they had one weakness, and that's their goalkeeping. You know, you can't run away from an average goalkeeper in the playoffs. You know what I mean?
And this is the wrong team to have average goaltending against.
That's why you get peppered so much by
this team. You have to have solid goaltending when you're going up against this squad. And that's it. And now look, is there going to be a game in this series that's 2-1? Yeah, it's going to happen. You know, Edmonton's not scoring seven goals every night. You know, on home ice, they might. There's going to be some more grinded out type of games in LA. But I don't think they're losing. They're losing more than one game to this team. I just don't. We'll come back and look at the NBA. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you. All right, Matthias. The NBA now, there's only two games on Wednesday night, which is very unfortunate. Unfortunate indeed. But the Heat are in Boston again against the Celtics. Of course, they lost by 20 in game one. They don't have Butler. They don't have Rozier. And once again, it's two tutties, 14.5, total 203. I'm not going to lie, Matthias. I got zero interest here in the Heat and the Celtics. I just have zero interest. I think the number's going to be high every game. I'm sure there's going to be one game I think they're going to sweep them. I'm sure there'll be one, maybe two games where the Heat are able to cover these massive numbers. I just have zero interest in this series whatsoever because I know the outcome already. Zero.
Well, I think we have zero interest because Jimmy Butler's not playing. If Jimmy Butler was playing, it'd be...
Well, yeah, it would be different.
He would have more dog in them.
Yeah,
they're just missing that dog in them right now. You know, they're not in game one, they certainly, you know, they didn't come out to play. So I would... The numbers... Is it too high, though? Minus 14.5?
I mean,
we should have played it when they're up 30?
They'd be in by 20 in game one. I think it'll be something similar. I really do. I don't want to be involved, to be quite honest with you.
I think OKC comes out flying tomorrow night. I think they got the monkey off of their back. New Orleans had that game one. It was there for the taking, considering I didn't think OKC played their best basketball game compared to what they've played all season long. which is, you know, good for them, because if they were going to lose at home, it would have been game one, you know, that young team playing together in the playoffs for the first time. And they couldn't, you know, they still came out winning. I think they come out flying tomorrow night, real loose, fast and loose.
Fast and loose. I actually think New Orleans is going to be a problem for them the whole series. I do. I don't think the Thunder will lose, but I think that they're going to have a hard time in all of these games. I just do. I think they're going to have a very hard time. And you, what was it, 9.5 the other night, right, for game one? It was 9.5 the other night. They fought him to the end, and now it's 7.5. So they went down a couple points. I think I'm going to go to it again.
You know, if I have any confidence in somebody who I think is a mismatch down there, it's Joe's guy, Valanciunas. I think Valanciunas eats again.
Hey, we gotta take 20 boards. 20 boards in that game. I just don't see. He's going to eat here. And what do they put the number at for this game? I got it here. 11.5. Like, what are they giving you? 14 at plus 210. 16 at plus 440. Like, I'm in, man. I'm in.
I like Chet Holmgren. I think he's an excellent young player. Very skilled offensively, which I think is, you know, his expertise. Obviously, he's a great shot blocker as well. He had a lot of blocks in that game. But when it comes to guarding around the rim and you know, Valanciunas and his strength with his footwork and his hips and having a nice touch around the rim, you could tell he takes advantage of him a little bit down there in the paint, especially when it comes to rebounding positioning. And I think that's why he just smoked him, man. And they don't really have a guy who you could go in there and say, hey, I'm not going to let Valanciunas get these boards. You know what I mean? They don't have that guy coming off the bench. It's going to be difficult for them.
Yeah, I think I'm going to play this Valanciunas. I'm going to ladder this up a little bit here. Minus 105 for 12, plus 210 for 14, plus 440 for 16. Maybe we'll even put it with the golf coming up here. I think that's where I want to be. Valanciunas, Joe's guy. We go right back to him here for
us. You know, your guy's been getting actually a little bit more loose ever since the play-in game with Herb Jones. I think Herb Jones is due up for another decent game. His first game, you know, it took him like a half to get adjusted to the play-in game for New Orleans, and then he woke up in the second half. But I feel like we saw a better version of him in game one against Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I thought that he played very well in that game. I did. I wouldn't mind going to him. You want to get Herb involved? You can stick with Valanciunas.
Do you think if New Orleans had Zion, Oklahoma City would be on the back foot? Because I do.
I don't think they'd lose the series. I don't. I don't think they would lose the series. Would it be, I think it's going to be a close series as it is. I guess if I think it's close now, if he was in there, sure, I'd give him a better chance. I think the one thing that worries you is the Thunder are young, man. None of their guys have been through this. Their main guys. I mean, they got bench guys who've been around a long time. But the SGAs and the Holmgrens and the Jalen Williams and these guys, they just, you know, it's the first time really for them. Giddy. It's not the same.
What do you think of their post game? What do you think of that whole team unity thing they have going on, where they all come?
I like it.
And you see them, and they start. They're barking, right? That's a thing that they're doing. I just learned.
Everybody's doing that.
The fans are barking with them too, Carver.
Everybody's doing the dog thing. The Knicks have got that going on. Everybody's doing that.
Is this like a young person thing?
I guess.
Is this
so.
Like the new era thing?
I suppose.
Am I old now? Am I old at 34 years old now, man?
That's it. That's it, like, man. What? You gotta have that dog. But yeah, that's something that goes on here in New York with the Knicks. Also, Knicks are dogs. Knicks are there. You know, that's part of their whole spiel. And the Yankees are doing that too. Yankees are dogs. They ain't been dogs lately. That's for sure. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I still mean Carver and Lisi, by the way, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Jeez, you got to be kidding me. We're back here with you. I've been still meaning to send you. I got to send you the new list of songs that I put together, Matthias. Just stuff that to add to the rotation, obviously. Just want to add that in. And I've been meaning to send it.
That excites me.
And I just keep adding to it.
Volume is never a bad thing.
Yeah, but I don't want to take away the stuff that's already there. Obviously, I just want to add to the build. That's all that we want to do. Just add on a little.
I'm
bit.
Glad I have my microphone off just now. This B-42 jet just flew by my place out of nowhere. This massive jet, insane.
Here's what I got for you, baseball-wise, on Wednesday. You have only a couple of afternoon games, which is weird. Last Wednesday, there was a billion afternoon games. Mets finished the series in San Francisco against the Giants, Manaea and Snell. In that one, the Orioles will send the Dean to the mound, Dean Kramer, against Tyler Anderson. Orioles, of course, road favorites. They've been playing really well on this road trip. Boston is in Cleveland again, Criswell and Carrasco. The Phillies got hammered by the Reds on Tuesday night. They'll send Lodolo out there against Spencer Turnbull for this one. A big 9 total for that game. Brewers and the Pirates. Quinn Priester's going against Wilson. That's a pick'em. The Dodgers will send Knack out there against Irvin for the Nationals. The Dodgers were able to finally beat the Nats. That was a nice job by me and you, Matthias, grabbing the Dodgers live down 1-0 in the 6th inning. And getting ourselves a victory there.
Great timing.
It certainly was great timing. The Yankees will have Clark Schmidt against Boyle for the A's as they got off the deck Tuesday night. Minus 225 for Schmidt. Haro is going to be at the Tigers and the Rays with Flaherty and Alexander. What else is good here? Garrett, don't call me Davy Crockett. Against the Jersey Joe Ryan and the Twins. Twins minus 200. The White Sox are pathetic. Jameson shots a Tyone for the Cubbies against the Astros. Mariners and Rangers in Arlington. Miller and Gray to close things out there. The Rangers did hold on and get the victory over the Capitals in Game 2, so they'll take a 2-0 lead to D.C. But, man, the Caps gave them a little fight there. Towards the end, they had some opportunities, had the goalie pulled for about 2.5 minutes at the end of the game, but they just couldn't do it. And as somebody who grew up, Matthias, obviously in New York and was 14 years old when the Rangers and the Knicks both made their runs to the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals that year. Rangers, of course, won the Cup and the Knicks lost to the Rockets in the NBA Finals. Just these last few days, and I know it's only the first round, there's just a lot of feel to that, man. And I'm not a Ranger fan, obviously. I can't stand them. I'm not really a Knicks fan either. But the city and the Garden have been absolutely rocking already here just a few days in, with both of them having 2 home games. And I'm sure with the both being up 2-0, there's going to be a lot more to come. And it's been a little while for New York.
You know what, Carver, I've always said since I was a kid, you know, watching Allen Houston, Latrell Sprewell, you know, I was lucky to get to see that, you know, that version of the Knicks. I was young, but I remember, and I always said it's always better when the NHL and the NBA, when the Rangers and the Knicks are both doing well. It's good for the league all around.
Garden has been jumping the past few days. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They'll get a break now with both teams going on the road. But the place has been jumping, and could there be another, late May, early June run for both of those teams? It is very possible. And this, like I said, it's been, I believe the Giants were the last team that won in 12. So it's been 12 years since you've had a championship in the New York area. So we'll see if one of those teams can change that and flip that around. Obviously, for the Knicks, it's been forever. So the Knicks haven't won since before I was born, and I've been around a long time now, Matthias. So, it's been a long time for the Knicks. Great job, as always, by Matthias Brabel. Joe will be back with us tomorrow from assignment. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.